Wow.
It's not like I went to heaven with that sting.
What is that? What was that?
I don't
Can you
know.
Just play that again?
It's the Netflix.
Netflix.
Right.
Well, the reason why we played that, Millsy, because we have, and we've heard this, I think, from a number of people, but I was intrigued by your own individual story about streaming. And Australians have ditched 1.3 million streaming accounts. Now, I've just written down a little bit of a list of what we have had all at once. Mm-hmm. Can you believe? You won't believe this, although you might be able to relate to this.
Here we go.
Amazon,
yep.
Binge,
yep.
Netflix,
yep.
Stan,
yep.
Foxtel,
mm-hmm.
Spotify,
mm-hmm.
Apple TV.
That's seven.
All at once.
Yeah.
Now, you know what happens?
What?
So, my darling wife likes to watch a certain show or series that comes up on one of those streaming services, and because it's all exclusive to that particular streaming service. So gets on there,
yep.
signs up, gets the free deal for a month, and guess what happens after a month? You don't cancel it. Guess what happens?
It continues to pay for
you
it.
You get charged the cash.
I was the only bloke in Perth paying for that video thing that we all Zoom.
Yeah,
I was paying $24 a month.
I know.
And everyone says, I don't pay for it.
Yeah.
So I got rid of that. But that's the only one. But 1.3 million video streaming accounts have been closed in the December quarter.
Yeah.
So people are counting their pennies a bit closer, which is probably not a bad idea. It's really the annual time to do the audit. Like what you just listed, if we all sat down and did that, we would have things. Do we really need that? Do we really want that? Maybe we should just talk to each other and pull out a jigsaw.
Mate, I've canned nearly all of them. I've only got about three left.
Right. Well, that's good.